Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 10 o'clock in the greatest city in the world, on the most listened to sports talk radio station in the world, Keith McPherson on the fan, Yankee fan, die hard, but I've died so hard. I feel like last night was death by a thousand cuts. I don't even care to go over the game. I did that last night. I came in today, and, you know, we talked about, I guess, the state of the union, state of the franchise. And I'm ready for the Yankees to make some moves a week ahead of this deadline for the state of the franchise and the fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, a couple weeks ago when they DFA'd DJ LeMahieu, I felt like that was a move that was not about money, not about relationships. It was for the greater good. We have a second baseman that is better than DJ LeMahieu, who should be playing second base enough already. And so that made me think they were serious. That made me think that, like, you know, things were going to happen. And I understand the deadline is when it is. But, you know, I was just saying, coming off of the World Series the way that they lost it, where they were mocked, where Joe Kelly and Chris Taylor went on podcasts and laughed and told the world about the scouting reports and how those things came true about the Yankee defense. You know, there's a drop playing on WFAN. I listened to Big Mac's show last night when he said it. I listen to Big Mac's show every night because I don't sleep till 4 in the morning. And, you know, Big Mac was saying the whole pivot, the whole plan B was supposed to be to tighten up the screws on this thing, a philosophy change. Okay, if we don't have the best tandem of, you know, two top five players in the game that can just hit home runs and drive in runs and we can outscore you, then we're going to shift our focus to pitching and defense. And they're supposed to correct those issues from game five, fifth inning, where every Yankee fan is still mocked. Every Yankee fan is still reminded of it. It's a pain point for us, where when they don't make plays, when they don't, you know, just when they gift runs and don't, you know, do the fundamental things, it's glaring because everybody can point back to what ended their season last year. And that is one of the most painful moments in recent Yankee fan memory. So do I think this team is cooked or this team stinks or they don't have a chance? No. If that was the case, then I wouldn't be going so hard. I think they do have a chance to win the American League. And I know, like everybody knows, if you're one of the last two teams standing, like, they could win. I'll be an old man telling my son that in the 2024 World Series, if they might have let Gerrit Cole go a little bit longer, if Gleyber Torres would have caught the ball at second base, if Juan Soto was able to cut off the ball, like if Tim Hilden get left in the bullpen for Nesegor, maybe they win that first game and maybe the whole World Series goes different. So get back there. Be hell-bent on it, like you say. Be obsessed with winning, like you say. Do the little things. Do the little things. Take extra ground balls. Play the right guys. Put the, you know, put the best defenders out there behind Max Fried or whomever. Add some pieces at this deadline for that bullpen that's in shambles. Maybe finesse somebody cash. Pull off something we're not expecting. And I know this didn't work out, and we just saw him in Toronto. But 2019, Edwin Encarnacion. I was on the Ferris wheel at Bonnaroo when I got that alert. I'm like, Edwin Encarnacion? I didn't even think we were looking for an Edwin Encarnacion type. And obviously he didn't hit in the postseason. But maybe add somebody that we're not expecting. We always can hang our hat on the bullpen and Cashman's fines. Fix the bullpen. Maybe add another starter. Guys are going to get healthy. There will be some help on the way. But we have enough hitters. We have enough talent. We're going to have a good home field advantage. The fans are going to show up. We're behind you. We just expect better. We hold you to a higher standard than it seems like you hold yourself. And that's not true, right? That shouldn't be true. 888-808-1019. Richard is in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, Rich?
Keith, there are a few teams struggling. Not only the Dodgers, the Giants, the Phillies, the Tigers. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the Yankees are okay. They'll be okay. They just got to get into the playoffs. And then, like we say, anything can happen. So I'm not worried yet. And, you know, there's all good things, too. You know, Volpe makes less than $1 million a year.
Right.
That's why you can let a guy like LeMahieu go and eat that contract. And, you know, you can sign Max Fried for all that money. So, I mean, you know, you got to consider everything here. And Volpe's got a lot of RBIs. He's got a few homers. You know, the whole thing with him is if his fielding was flawless, nobody would be saying anything about the hitting.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the problem. So the fielding is what's really killing
him. He's having a down year, but he can still turn it around.
Yeah, yeah, and he can turn it around before the end of the year. You know, this Yankee team, this last couple series with Toronto, this reminds me, Keith, 50 years ago.
Okay.
The Yankees were the big favorite beginning the season. They hadn't done anything for 10 years. They got Catfish Hunter, probably the best pitcher in baseball, and Barry's father, Bobby Bonds, who was probably the best position player in baseball for that 75 year. So everyone thought the Yankees were going to take it, and they started off good. Then the Red Sox with Lynn and Rice, the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in baseball, two rookies. They just killed the Yankees two weekends in a row, one at Yankee Stadium, one at Fenway Park, and that was it. And they killed the Yankees by like 14 games, went to the World Series and lost in seven to the Reds. But that's what this Toronto team reminds me of, what they just did this past two weekends against the Yankees. So, but this is different baseball now because of the playoff, you know, with the format and all. Anyone can get hot. Any team can get hot. As long as the Yankees bounce back relatively good, let's say they win two out of three against the Phillies this weekend, everything will be fine. So let's not panic yet, and let's hope Volpe gets off the schneid. And one last thing, you know, I want to see this kid from Ohio State, Justin Fields, do really well. He's had it, you know, with two teams. This is his third team. I want to see him turn it around with the Jets. And I love what Aaron Glenn is doing. And let's just hope that this guy really has a resurgence, a renaissance with the Jets. They're going to give him every opportunity. So I just hope he takes it slow, gets back from his injured toe, and let's see what he can do. Keith.
Thanks for the call, Rich.
Yeah,
with Justin Fields, hopefully he doesn't miss too much time because this is vital time for the team to practice and get reps with him as QB1. But what I will say is everything we've heard is he's been in the building. He's been there. So I think he's putting the time. And if he's day-to-day and he's only going to miss 2 weeks for this to, you know, I don't know, a dislocated toe, whatever, for it to heal up, be put back in place, whatever, then he should be all right. He should be all right. And Tyrod will get those reps, and Martinez and Brady Cook and whoever else will get those reps. And you hope that Justin Fields is ready to rock. Yeah, but going back to what you said about the Yankees, it's not panic time. Nobody's panicking right now. Well, maybe some people are panicking. I won't say nobody's panicking right now. It's urgency time, right? You can actually put a stamp on something that the Toronto Blue Jays own the tiebreaker against you in your division. They are in first place. You can stamp that now. That's done. There's nothing the Yankees can do about that now. What the Yankees have to do is go out and control what they can control. And it just seems like they let so many things happen to them. And then in the post game, it's like, woe is me, and all these things are going to happen. Nah, impose your will. Be the New York Yankees. Step up. Make some moves and beat these teams. This is a huge deadline. This is a huge deadline. Brian Cashman laid out his laundry list and told everybody he's going to town. He even spoke of George Steinbrenner's name, where, you know, he talked about being uncomfortable, and he learned from George that you should always be a little uncomfortable. Okay, then let's see it then. Because we always get this feeling of everybody is too comfortable in the building. That losing and, you know, committing errors and blowing games and you know, like, that's fine. Like, that's okay. And I know that that's packaged in a post-game response and kind of playing the media and the fans. And we know that internally, you know, it does mean something to you, but we got to see it. We got to see it. We saw it in the last homestand before the All-Star break. I'm hoping to see it in this one. Bruce is in Flushing, back on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. Trade deadline stuff, and I want to talk to and crew stuff, and I want to talk to you about what Hal Reynolds said about Volpe tonight.
Okay.
First, on the deadline. Let me give you a hypothetical situation. Yankees are talking to the Twins. They can get in a mega deal. Castro, Doran, the relief pitcher, and Ryan, the starting pitcher. Would you be willing to give up Dominguez in the package? Or would you really be to give up Ben Rice? For me, I don't want to either one of them. If I had to, I would rather trade Dominguez.
That's an incredible deal. Like, just with one team, you would satisfy three needs.
Yeah.
Castro, as a utility infielder, I'm sure he could play third base.
And he has done that before.
And he could also back up Volpe at shortstop if need be. And if we had to, I don't know, he'd be third base. Duran, out of the bullpen, obviously need a guy like that. And then Joe Ryan as a starter. I'm not sure. I meant to look up his contract.
Got two more years to go, I believe.
Yeah, I feel like he's not a rental. He's got, he's under
control.
Years. So, yeah, would I part way with Dominguez? Now, I know it's kind of coming off of last night with Dominguez's error. And, you know, a lot of people now with Spencer Jones hitting the three home runs are like, get Dominguez out of here. Send Spencer Jones. I think I'd be more inclined to part ways with a Ben Rice than a Jason Dominguez. I don't really want to move either one of them. But when I look at Dominguez, I don't know. I take that back. Because Ben Rice.
His swing is made for Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, and like with Dominguez, what position is he really going to play? And how long is it going to take for him to be a solid outfielder? 2, 3, 4 years?
Well, I agree. That's the reason I wouldn't want to give him up, but in that kind of scenario, I would.
He's not going to be the full-time DH anytime soon. That's Stanton's spot, and then right. Judge is in that spot, and then it should be a revolving door of a spot. So for Dominguez right now, he's 22 years old, you know, and this is a conversation I was having with somebody. I'm like, why can't they send him down and send Spencer Jones up?
And I can, and if I make that trade, I immediately bring up Spencer Jones. Doesn't have to be starting every day, but keep him around, give him a rotation, and this way you break him in and see what you have.
Yeah, and I know everybody's talking about Ben Rice now because reports or teams are checking on him, but yeah, because it's like Ben Rice is the third catcher. Ben Rice is the backup first baseman. He also had a lot of time DHing before Stanton was here. He's got a great bat, a great swing. He even you know, turned on the clutch gene the other night.
And he's not a bad catcher. I mean, he's better than we had when Matt Noakes used to catch for us.
I mean, him and Stroman on Sunday, I was applauding them both. But the roster is clunky. The roster is jammed up, and I don't know. I don't think they move from Ben Rice unless they get a great offer. I think Ben Rice is in more favor with them than Dominguez.
I agree. Second point, Cruz. The only way the Yankees will be talking to Pittsburgh about Cruz is if that Brian Cashman becomes a genius again in his own mind, gets Cruz and either puts him at third, which he never played before, or he has some idea of getting rid of Volpe, and Cruz, I think, is a worse shortstop than Volpe.
Yeah. Yeah. Pittsburgh is not New York, and Pittsburgh moved off of him, put him in center field. We obviously don't have a need there. I don't know. I think this might just be chatter, fodder, just Yankees for Cleveland. Oh, the Yankees have checked on O'Neill Cruz. Okay, for what position? I hope Cashman doesn't get too much in his head about, oh, we can make him this or we can make him that. Ah, Bruce dropped off. Bruce, you said you were going to tell me what Harold Reynolds had to say about Volpe. What a cliffhanger. 888-808-1019. I'll have to look that up. Maybe I'll text Harold. Hey, what'd you say about Volpe, man? Just had a caller say he was going to tell me, and I literally will. I'll send that text during the break. But yeah, Fireside Yankees put out, you know, Ben Rice has been one of the most unluckiest hitters in baseball this season. Rice's batting average sits at just .236, while his expected batting average sits at .290. The same trend follows his slugging percentage. Ben Rice has been one of the unluckiest hitters in baseball. And we know, we see those balls get caught, or we see those balls not go out, or, you know, when he hits them, there's a guy there. Yeah, let's see. His expected slugging, or his actual slug, is .475. His expected slugging is .559. So let's hope for Ben Rice, after he hit that home run a couple nights ago, his luck is changing. Timber Tony up in Montreal. Timber Tony on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, you're amazing, man. Listen, I was just going to say, is this not the Yankees Bon Jovi year, living on a prayer? What do you think? Because all I hear is this whining, man. Like, nobody's, like, positive. It's like, we're going to be living on a prayer here, man. Listen.
It's definitely a World Series loss hangover year.
I agree. That loss killed this year, and it's still in their heads. And they're still seeing the pressure from last year, and it's mounting on a lot of individual players. I don't think it's fair to just nail Volpe all the time. And you know that, Keith, because you see them a lot more than I do. But in that series, I saw those games against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays were having fun. Blue Jays were vibing. They were living off, not a prayer, they were living off Guerrero. Guerrero was leading that team. I don't care. Like, a lot of people don't believe in Guerrero. Like, they didn't think he was going to be like that. I think your comment was great. He lost all his baby fat, and he looks like a real baseball player right now, and he looks like a real leader. But he's having charisma time, man. He's, like, he's at the top of his game, even though he's not hitting those big numbers. And another thing that I like what you said tonight about Jalen Hurts, you can't live on last year's promise, right? You got to live on this year. And like you said, whether it's football, hockey, baseball, you won the Stanley Cup last year, bro. You're starting 1 of 32 to win it this year. And if you don't live that way, you're not going to win it again. And I think the pressure's on the Yanks. I really believe that. I'm hoping they can get over the hump. But I think they got to get off Volpe's back. He's not a bad player. I believe he'll come out of it. He looked okay on certain plays, and he still has a great bat.
Yeah, I think this day off will service him well. Thanks for the call, Tony, up there in Canada where, hey, you know, everybody in Canada is behind this Blue Jays team.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Vladdy, I've seen him. I was in Yankee Stadium when Vladdy hit those three homers. He did lose his baby fat. You can tell he's in shape. He got paid when a lot of people were saying that they weren't going to pay him. They took care of him. He is Canadian born. He's the face of the franchise. He is definitely leading them. And, you know, it's a problem for the Yankees. The Yankees are definitely having a World Series hangover. I know I joked last year, and I'll make the joke again. I'm like, we lost the World Series. We lost Juan Soto and John Sterling. We're cooked. What are we going to do? But obviously, you know, somebody had to lose the World Series. John retired and came back. At least we got John to do the, you know, postseason into the World Series. I wish it went better for him. And Juan Soto's still in New York. He just went on the other side. And the Yankees, their pivot was what they needed. With Juan Soto staying, we've been over this chapter and verse. There wouldn't be a Cody Bellinger. You know, I had a stat about, you know, Cody Bellinger's war compared to Juan Soto's. I think Cody Bellinger's F war is higher than Juan Soto's. Play him every day. Keep him in the lineup every day. You know, you also mentioned Jalen Hurts, and I went and dug up more about Jalen Hurts, right? Jalen Hurts was asked why he didn't wear his Super Bowl ring. Have you seen the Eagles Super Bowl ring? It is the best Super Bowl ring I've ever seen. I've never seen any live. But like where we are in 2025, the Eagles Super Bowl ring pops out like wings, the wings from their helmet. But anyway, they asked Super Bowl MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts, hey, why didn't you wear your Super Bowl ring? And he's not the type to flex it on social media like the rest of them. They're special teams, backup, third string players that you never heard of all were flexing those rings. He said, I moved on to the new year. It's as simple as that. It's over. What am I going to sit there and stare at this shiny Super Bowl ring? He wants another one. Last year is over. Yeah. I mean, you got to love that. You got to love that. That's the mentality you got to have. And that's the champion, right? That's a guy who's lost the Super Bowl. And when he lost the Super Bowl, he kept the picture of the confetti falling on him on his phone. And I forget how they got exposed. I think they were in like a team meeting and there was like some type of cameras for some that exposed his phone. He had the confetti falling on him as the, I have my son and my wife as the screen on my phone. This guy has him taking the biggest L of his life, and it motivated him to get back and actually win it. 888-808-1019. Okay, I don't have to text Harold Reynolds because Bruce in Flushing came back.
Yeah, we got calls that dropped off, and I'm back. What Harold analyzed tonight on MLB Tonight was that Volpe was rushing his throws. They put a stopwatch on him when he was taking infield practice and during the game. And I forgot the exact number, what it was, but Howell said, why is Volpe rushing? You can tell he's rushing. And his advice was Volpe not to rush. Now, maybe he's rushing because he's not 100% physically with that shoulder. I don't know. But Howell pointed that out. And I'll do another point. You know, Willie Randolph was on with Sal last week, and he was saying how you can tell he knows what he's doing, and he was talking about Volpe. The last couple of years, they used to bring Andy Pettit back during the season for training instructions for the pitchers. It wouldn't hurt to bring Willie back, because obviously we may not want him in uniform day after game, but to bring Willie in, you know, on the downtime before the games to instruct Volpe and to teach him what he's doing wrong.
Yeah, maybe. Why can't he be there tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Yankee staff, there's nobody of Willie Randolph's caliber on that coaching staff when it comes to the infield, and Willie Randolph would be a perfect addition to try to help Volpe.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd be up for it because they already have a relationship from spring training. We've seen that the last few years. the last few years with Willie Randolph kind of having his arm around Volpe, and I think Anthony Volpe would appreciate that as well.
Okay, I just want to let you know what Howell said.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate you calling back. Anywho, yeah, I don't know. We always are calling for, why can't Jorge Posada come back and be the manager of this team? Somebody call me up, tell Derek Jeter, get Derek Jeter to come back. I'm like, Jeter's not even coming back for Old Timers Day, bro. You guys think Jeter's about to come back and, like, help Volpe field ground balls and throw? You know, the scouting report on Volpe coming up was that he didn't have the arm. So, he's had it. He kind of debunked that, but now it's like it's compounded, man. It's mechanics. It's dropping down to a knee, letting the ball play you, rushing throws, thinking about it too much. Just got to make the throw. Just got to drill it over and over and over again. You know, the thing about the Yankees, too, is like they tell you that they're going to put in the work. We got it. I don't know. I hope to see it. I'm not going to go in the stadium that early, though, to see it. I'm not. I'll be out in the street. I'll be on River Ave somewhere. I'll see you at Stan's. I'll see you at Billy's. I'll see you at the dugout, Yankee Tavern, La Bodega, tomorrow, Sunday. If I could sneak in a Saturday. Actually, I can't sneak in Saturday. Saturday, I got to go down the shore. Saturday night, House of Independence, the makeshift project. I'll be hosting as the makeshift project comes out on stage and does their thing. Also, AJ and Big Justice will be on stage. So I'll be taking us in between sets, kind of just, being the MC for the night. So if you're in the Asbury Park area right on Cookman Ave, House of Independence, Saturday, I think the doors open at 6 and then the show starts at 7. Let's continue this show, though. A lot of good calls still. I'm still talking trade deadline as, you know, we are waiting. I'm waiting for Ray to be like, yo, check your Twitter, or Ray to be like, hey, breaking news. Because movement is going on. Like, Josh Naylor did get traded. And, there's a lot swirling around with what Joel Sherman had to say, what John Heyman had to say. And on an off day like this where, you know, half the league is playing, you would assume a week before the deadline, some work is getting done. Let's go to James in Huntington on the Fan next. What's up, James?
Hey, Keith.
What's up, James?
Ah, man, it's good to talk to you. I've listened to you for a long time. Really like it.
Thanks.
Yeah, and especially the fact that you're a Yankee fan, so that makes you a lot better.
Yeah, we need this Yankee energy on the Fan.
We definitely do. There's too much Mets energy on this station, but they're all good, you know. But I think the Yankees enough is enough. We got to make a bold move. You know, I remember the day when I heard that the Yankees traded David Wells for Roger Clemens, and I was like, you know, like, I loved Wells, but that was such a great move. The Yankees got to go after Jose Ramirez. And I think they just got to...
They got to offer Spencer Jones and Ben Rice and Jason Dominguez.
Do it. Enough is enough, man. enough is enough. We have Judge. You know, we got
Cody Grisham. Bellinger, Trent Grisham, Bellinger. Paul Goldschmidt,
we're good.
Jazz Chisholm, Max Fried.
Exactly.
Carlos Rodon, Luke Weaver, Devin Williams. There's good players across this roster.
So you put Jose Ramirez at third. You shore up that left side of the infield. Now you have, you could also throw in Lombard. I don't care. And get Class A, you know, in the package. Or the other guy.
Cade Smith.
Gaddis.
Hunter Evan Gaddis.
Or Cade Smith.
Or Evan Gaddis. Right. Hunter Gaddis. Remember Evan Gaddis?
Right. Yeah. So they got to be bold. This team is not going to win.
Yeah. Without a bold move, without something to move the needle, can't keep going through the motions with the same guys.
Yeah,
that's why I came on tonight and I said, shake the room. It's time.
Exactly. You can't. This, no more patchwork. No more, let's put a Band-Aid on this. It doesn't work. We do this every year. I'm 52 now, almost 53. And it's driving me nuts. Like, it's just –
Me too.
We got to go back to winning. We got to be bold. And it's time to do it. Jose Ramirez is one of the best players out there right now.
If I woke up and tomorrow they made that trade, I'd be planning the parade. Thanks for the call, James. 888-808-1019. Jose Ramirez is not getting traded, though. Sorry. we've been doing that for weeks. They're not trading Jose Ramirez. Stephen Kwan is a possible, right? There's supposedly shopping Stephen Kwan, and he knows that. He had his first career two-homer game today. He's like, hey, you guys want to come and get me out of Ohio? I'd love to leave. I'd love to leave. But Ramirez, home run pitch. Ramirez is the type of guy, he signed there for so low, and he wants to be like an all-time guy there. I had a guy call me from Cleveland one night, because this is also a national show, streaming online. We bring in a national audience, and WFAN does on the Odyssey app anyway. But I had a Cleveland guy who listens to my show call, and he's like, can you guys stop with Jose Ramirez? They're going to build a statue for that guy. And I'm like, maybe. Like, maybe he's a Hall of Famer, but they got to win something to build a statue for the guy. And I just don't think they're trying to give us that guy after we beat them in the ALCS last year. Like, hey, you beat us to get to the World Series. Let us give you the missing piece to really make y'all go Super Saiyan and get back to the World Series and win it. Doubtful.
Selfishly, I like Kwan for the Mets. I think that is the bat the Mets are missing. They need a guy that's just not an all or nothing hitter at the bottom of the order. It's a lot of swings.
You could
and
move
misses.
Nimmo down. You could lead him off. Move Lindor to second. Like, you don't have to. He's a leadoff hitter. He entered baseball like not striking out. Like, he had a ridiculous run just coming into baseball.
Do you think they would shake it up? Let's say they do acquire Kwan. Would they shake up the roster, the lineup that much by moving a Nimmo to maybe a fifth or sixth?
I think if you get Stephen Kwan, you lead him off. I just think, like, no matter what, like, he's your leadoff hitter. But I also don't – I think they're going to need a great offer for him. They're going to want a lot for him because he's not going anywhere. He's young. He's in his third season.
Yeah, New York team's being frugal. I don't like it. Spend the cash. Get the player. Spend the player currency.
Spend the prospects, the players. Yeah, the money is, but like, I don't know. There's going to be a lot of prospect hugging, and there's going to be a lot of, double thinking, and you got to go You got to go for it because both of these teams are expected to get back to where they were last year and take a step further. All right, let's break here. And I see we got a Mets call coming in. So, as we were talking about the Mets there, when we come back, I'll sprinkle in a couple more, conversation points for the Mets as well. Is there, they're going on a little road trip and a test. Juan Soto will be back in Petco Park. And, this is going to be a stretch where the Mets got to hold because it's going to be back and forth with the Phillies. And I'm not going to hold you. I just don't think that the Yankees are going to beat the Phillies this weekend. So you're not going to get any help in the Bronx. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And we're back. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking about the Yankees mostly, but I said we were going to talk a little bit about the Mets. I'd like to take this Mets call first, and then we'll go into some of the Mets trade targets and the Mets roster and what awaits the Mets out in San Francisco and San Diego. Let's talk to Joey in Babylon. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Keith. All right now. Okay, you know, I don't want to hear any negativity from you. You know, you're a Yankee fan. You know me, I'm a Mets fan.
Negative Keithy? Sure. I got to turn negative Keithy off?
You're going to beat the Phillies. You're going to get on a roll.
Okay.
You're going to make the right trades. Mm-hmm. You're going to make the right trades.
Sure.
And the Mets need to do something, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Subway. We need to get back. I was at the Subway Series in 2000.
Nice.
Wouldn't it be great if we could once again do that in our lifetime? How old were you?
I was in fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
11.
You must have enjoyed that. Yeah. I was, you know, now look at me, you know. Maybe if I get one more, but this could be
Don't date yourself. It's cool that you were able to go see it. What I always say about the Subway Series is it guarantees us a parade. So be it.
I know, you know, you got to look at the positives here. The Yankees are going through a tough time, but the Mets are just barely skipping, you know, they're like skimming through right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're not doing that much better. okay?
The sweep of the Angels was big, but before that, you know, they were questioning Mendoza's decisions, and they had lost a bunch of games out of, I forget the stat that I had, and it was like the Mets have lost 20 games out of their last 30 something.
They're not doing well. Don't forget, they were 42-24. If you figure out what they are now, it's under 500. But anyway, they both, I really like the, you know, maybe they could pull something off. I don't know. Maybe they can make the teams better. But if you make the right trade, look at Boston. They traded their captain Marchand to the Panthers. They win the Stanley Cup again.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you make the right trade, and you've seen it in the past in all sports, I think
difference
the
makers.
Do something.
Not marginal guys. And trade for difference makers.
I'm just hoping we get some good news in the next couple of days. You know, something really that's going to wake us up, and we're going to say, holy cow, you're kidding me. You know, like when we got Piazza over here, was it that, you know, really? You guys over the years got a lot of great players. I think it's time they do something. You know, they take the chance and just do it. And the Mets need to do something, too. So I hope we get some good news tomorrow, you know, Keith?
Yeah, and not even tomorrow. We've got plenty of days for good news to happen before the deadline. Thanks for the positivity, Joey. Thanks for the positive call with the Mets and the Yankees. Yeah, you know what it is? We look at the positives a lot. But then when they lose, the negatives are just right in front of our face, and they're a lot easier to see. We know the positives, but the negatives drive more conversation. I can't do a whole show on, you know, Aaron Judge is the greatest player we have, but not right now. It's not going to hit. Can't do a whole show on, you know, how Devin Williams has come out of it and how, you know, the Yankees actually got what they wanted trading for him. He is the closer now. He's calling his own games now. He's wearing a beard now while he's been. What I'll say is at this deadline, you know, speaking of trading for Devin Williams, both the Yankees and the Mets are trading for bullpen help. A team like Minnesota with Joan Duran. And then even a guy like Griffin Jacks, I was reading an article on SNY about Griffin Jacks, the 30-year-old right-hander with eye-popping stuff, and the pros and cons on him. Now, I don't know. I have this view of David Stearns as if he is a smart baseball mind, president of baseball operations, that he's always working and thinking and wheeling and dealing. And I honestly think if it's the Mets versus the Yankees for some of these guys going after some of these same guys, teams are going to be more inclined to deal with the Mets, David Stearns in year two versus Cashman in year 30. And I also think that the Mets, having a president of baseball operation that inherited a lot of these prospects and some of these guys, he's going to be more likely to send them away. Goodbye. He's going to be more likely to make these moves because it's about getting Juan Soto and Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor, proven hitters, proven players to the postseason. And now that you have a home field advantage next to the Rogers Center and Toronto, the Mets have the best home field advantage. Why wouldn't you make a push at this deadline to add difference makers, to revamp this bullpen, to maybe add another bat in the outfield? Maybe they bring Harrison Bader back. All the talk about, you know, them getting a center fielder. I was just in the chat asking when Jose Siri is coming back. Military Mike, Mets fan in the chat, says he isn't close. They said he's not healing the way they expected. I said that because I see him in the dugout. And he's somebody with speed where his foot's got to be healed. I don't know. Maybe they try and get a center fielder and then also some bullpen arms. But I also like David Stearns telling you, like the questions that he was asked about, you know, having guys at set positions or positions in need, he basically downplayed it. And I think that was a bluff. I don't have to tell you guys what exactly I'm going after. It's obvious to see we need bullpen help because we're going through Zach Pop, Dickie Lovelady, Chris Devinsky, Brandon Waddell, Justin Hagenman, Kevin Hergett. It's like the Mets have had all of these random guys just coming here today, gone tomorrow, in and out, in and out. So you would like to see them get, but like their bullpen isn't that far off. When you get the good version of Reed Garrett, Ryan Stanek, Huascar Brazoban, great. And then you have one of the best relievers in the game in Edwin Diaz. Like, they don't really need but two maybe arms coming out of that bullpen to really solidify things. 888-808-1019. And then don't forget about Prey Holmes. Clay Holmes was the Yankees' closer and then turned into a weapon. He was a weapon in the postseason last year. Why not try to turn him back into that. And what you're seeing now with the Mets rotation is guys like Sean Manaea are back, and they're getting their pitch count up, getting stretched out. Frankie Montas has been back for multiple starts now. He can go deeper into the games. You got to get Kodai Senga there. David Peterson was an all-star this year. He's got to continue. I think if you go out there and get a starting pitcher, move Clay Holmes to the bullpen, there's a lot of things going on out there. I also was reading an article about the prospects, Jonah Tung and Nolan McLean. They both had dominant outings. I think those guys are safe. I don't think you're moving those guys. They're going to be in the future because you know David Stearns doesn't want to sign guys long-term. He's not hitting free agency and signing the Corbin Burnses of the world or Max Frieds of the world. So you got to end up calling guys up. But yeah, I think the Mets are in better shape than the Yankees. And obviously they went through it a little bit, struggled a little bit, but I think they're in better shape than the Yankees because they're right there in their division in first place. They can hold on to that. See what the Yankees do with the Phillies. Joey says the Yankees are going to sweep them, do well. Yeah, sure. Great. I hope. But yeah, let's see what happens with the Mets going out west. Can't have a letdown out west. Can't go on the road and fold to the Giants because they're fighting for their lives. And same thing with the Padres. Juan Soto, it's time to turn it on the road, bro. Hit the ball out of the ballpark, right? Lindor broke out of it. And I know Juan Soto had that two-run single the other night, but you need Juan Soto to turn it on like he did in June before this month ends. Alonso, keep it going. Lindor, keep it going. Nimmo, keep it going. Young guys got to keep it going. Those young guys at the bottom of the order have to continue, and you got to get good outings. Kodai Senga, hopefully he can bounce back from his last start, go deeper into the game. And, yeah, you got to keep their guys down, like the Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers had a ridiculous home run the other day. He, like, went down and like, golfed one out. Rafael Devers, Willy Adames, Matt Chapman, those guys out there, they're – you know, they've got some players out there. The Giants are fighting to contend and get to the postseason with the money they've spent. So it's going to be a good matchup. And don't let anybody make you feel like you're less of a fan if you choose to go to sleep at night. You can always wake up and you know, C-Mac and Evan talk all the time about how they DVR games. You know what I did? I set my Fubo TV to do that, and I've never watched a game back. I end up the other day deleting. I set it to record all the Yankees and Mets games. I don't got time for that. Why? When you can go to YouTube, you can watch the condensed game on MLB. You can watch the highlights on YouTube. You can go to MLB.com, look at the box score, look at the rap. And they got multiple kids. I'm like, when do you guys have the time, if you didn't watch the game live, to go back and watch the whole game? I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. I always try to catch the game live, and luckily,
don't give away the secrets, Keith.
With my time slot, I'm the first one on. So, like, you know what I started doing? I started listening to Odyssey Mets Radio, Howie Rose, Keith Rad, Wrecker, McCarthy. I started listening to those guys with like the game day up of the game, and then Twitter up. So where it's like, okay, Pete Alonso hits a 3-run home run. You hear that? Then you can go watch the video. But then the Yankee game, I'm always watching straight on because they also took SNY off of Fubo TV. But I'm also a Yankee fan, so I'm always watching the Yankee game first on the big screen. All right, 808-808-1019 or 888-808-1019. I think I said the number wrong. you know the number to dial. I just am programmed to say it. Just in case someone's tuning in for the first time and they're like, hey, how do I get on? Let's go to the Bronx and talk to Kevin on the fan. What's up, man?
Hi, Keith.
Yep, it's me.
Oh, yes, big fan.
Thanks.
Yeah, we all know the Yankees are a hot mess. They are a hot mess.
Yeah, can't hide it.
But what I wonder is, why didn't Cashman ever sign George Springer, Freddie Freeman, or Trey Turner when they were available a couple of years ago? They are all clutch hitters.
Yeah.
We don't have no clutch. We have no...
Judge is clutch. Grisham has shown to be clutch this year. But, like, those guys specifically, every time when those guys came available, I feel like Cashman had someone in front of them or someone that, you know, he could talk us out of, like, oh, we're not pursuing. Trey Turner, not available because of Volpe.
Yeah, exactly.
They went the Anthony Rizzo route, and they...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Remember, they traded for Rizzo, and then they gave him the contract extension or whatever, and they were never going after Freddie Freeman.
Oh, right.
George Springer. George Springer, you know what it was? He's an Astro. The Astros cheated. It's not going to work here. Okay. Meanwhile, he's from New Britain, Connecticut. He's a dog. He's a Yankee killer. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
He's a Yankee killer. He killed him all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure we had somebody in our lineup, in our roster, that we justified not pursuing him on top of him being an Astro. Harper. I remember Bryce Harper was willing to play first base, and I always remember, instead of Bryce Harper in the Yankees outfield, potentially, they talked about Giancarlo Stanton, because back then he could still run. Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Hicks.
Oh, wow. That's
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those were our outfielders. Obviously, Judge. Like, we had too many outfielders to bring in a Bryce Harper. And no, the thought of him playing first base, no one could even imagine that. Oh, he's going to be standing on first base for the Phillies for I don't know how many years, and here come the Phillies to Yankee Stadium for him to be standing on first base tomorrow.
Right, right, right. Oh, I just wish we just would have a clutch hitter. I miss clutch hitters. We have none except Judge.
Yeah, but I give Trent Grisham that nod, too.
Oh, all right.
And
all
Cody
right,
Bellinger as well.
All right. Now he's coming up. He's coming up. All right. Thank you. It's good talking to you.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. You know, I get confused for Kevin a lot. Where was I just recently? Someone's like, hey, Kevin. And I'm like, Kevin, Ken, Kenneth, Keith, K-I-T-H. But I don't know. People always mix up Kevin, Ken, Keith. You don't know my name by now? It's okay. It's perfectly fine. John is in Far Rockaway on a fan. What's up, John?
How you doing, my friend? It's been a while, but let me just tell you something. I got an idea. The OB maybe shake things up without even having to make a trade. You know, I understand Cashman's scared about Lombard. Don't bring him up. I know everybody's scared about if you take Volpe down to the minors, it might completely shatter his confidence. I'm a Met fan. You saw what happened with Alvarez. You brought him down. You bring him up. His entire attitude's changed. His approach at plate's changed. You know, maybe it's time to shake up the room, bring up Lombard, see what he could do at short. Whatever.
Thanks for the call, John. You're breaking up. You said you're a Met fan. And so what I will say is Francisco Alvarez took that challenge head on. They said he didn't waste any time. He went right down to AAA, and he said, what do I have to do to get back? And then he went on a tear, homering, fixed his swing. Met fans were making jokes about Eric Chavez. Fire him. Met fans were making jokes that after Francisco Alvarez homered, that he would have to ignore Eric Chavez. Don't even dap him up. You know, what are they doing in AAA with the hitting coaches that they were able to get this out of Alvarez and, you know, they couldn't at the major league level? It's about the person. It's about the personality. It's about the mentality. It's about, like, will that affect Volpe being sent down? Will he feel like he failed? I've been saying for a while now, it's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's for your benefit. And as Lindor was talking about it, man, like, it's got to be tough to have to grow in this market. It's tough to struggle in this spotlight. But the Yankees chose this. Anthony Volpe didn't even choose this. Anthony Volpe's development was affected by COVID. It's the Yankees deciding, like I said, because of their marketing and their own wants and needs and their own, hey, we need a shortstop. We're passing on the Corey Seegers of the world and the Carlos Correa's of the world. We got a guy. We got two guys. And he's a homegrown guy that we drafted high that we want to work out in panel. We're going to force it. But it would do the kid some good to be able to work on his swing, work on his fielding with the Rail Riders and potentially come back. But I don't think they're going to do that. They don't have any other backup. They don't have another who's going to play shortstop in the interim. You know, I don't know. And then you mentioned George Lombard. No. George Lombard is developing, and it's good for George Lombard to keep developing. Every week we see a highlight play from in the field, a home run, a double, something good. Let George Lombard keep marinating down there. He'll be ready when he's ready. He's not needed at this level yet. They can trade for a third baseman. Volpe can continue to play shortstop and come out of it. Man, this time is flying by. Let's do a big shot of the night when we come back, and then open mic time, the last hour of my show. Anything goes in the sports world. We're going to talk about it. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.